Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky.
Come back,
never
don't
been
worry.
So love. Happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Hey, who am I in that picture with?
The Good Samaritan.
Oh. Was he at one of the bowling
loyal
matches or something?
Loyal listener ears to our show.
So if you're just joining us, here's a story from the KC Star. And they got it wrong. They said it was a woman. The Good Samaritan's a man. And we have the Good Samaritan on the phone. Hang on just a second, Mr. Samaritan. Overland Park Police are seeking the public's help in identifying two people who allegedly attacked a woman, man, who tried to help a loss prevention officer detain another woman suspected of stealing items from the store. The theft and assault occurred on May 9th at a store at 96th and Metcalf. According to police, a woman walked into the store allegedly concealing several items, then tried to walk out of the store without paying for them. A loss prevention officer confronted the woman and tried to prevent her from leaving. A struggle ensued. Another customer, who police are now describing as a Good Samaritan, saw the commotion and tried to help the security guard. A man driving a Honda Accord pulled up, got out, attacked the man who tried to help the loss prevention officer. The man and the woman suspected of stealing items got into the Honda and drove south on Metcalf. And the Good Samaritan, and I understand certainly, sir, if you don't want to give your name, that is totally up to you. Joins us on the hotline. How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Better than you. What happened?
So the story was like this. So on May 9th, I was about to meet my mother, but I had to go to Home Depot to get some stuff. So I purchased my tools, then I exit the exit, and then immediately I heard this guy was just yelling, stop, help. And then, you know, because there were people on the road in the parking lot, so they were all, and I just saw basically the guy chased a woman. The guy appeared to be now known the loss prevention officer, and the woman was short, but she was running. So across me, and because I graduated from the police academy not so long ago, last year, in May 9th, last year, with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. So I've got training, and then I was a local police officer for a little bit. So my training, like, told me there's something I need to get involved, you know, because someone yelled help. So I chased after the loss prevention officer. So I caught up with him, and I asked the guy, I was like, "Oh, so tell me what's going on. What's going on? Tell me." He said, "She stole. She stole. Stop her. Stop her." So then I accelerated. We were running in the parking lot, so I accelerated and then cut her off. So if you've been to the Home Depot on Metcalf and 95th, there was a driveway, and then in front of the driveway is the garden department. So
yeah.
She basically ran into me in front of the garden department. So I didn't hurt her. I just yelled. I said, "Hey, what's going on? Stop, stop, stop. What's going on?" And she didn't say anything. So I used my training. So basically it was defense tactics and control. So I managed to got hold of her and basically did a takedown. I didn't hurt her or anything. So I did a takedown. She was on the ground. And then she was laying on her stomach, and I basically held her hands on her back. So, and then I was like squatting position. So my head was down, and I made a very big mistake. Is like in our academy training, our instructor always say, you know, you have to keep aware of your surroundings at all times. And I made a mistake of being tunnel vision, so I didn't really see what's up, like in front of me or next to me. All I remember was like a shadow or something. I was holding her on the ground. Both of my hands was holding her hand, and then I was talking to her. Suddenly, I don't know what was going on. I just blacked out at that point. Then the last thing I remember, I walk up, and my face was bleeding, and my eyes was like, my left eye literally could not see. I opened my eyes. Basically, it's like you did not open your eyes, and it was completely red. Basically, if you close your eye under the sun, eyes under the sun, you will know the feeling. So I freaked out, and I was just yelling and crying. And at this point, the loss prevention officer and the other employee got to me. They told me that those people have left, and they attacked me. So they called the police. So then the police showed up. I was just freaking out about my eyes because, like, my face was all scratched and everything.
Do you regret getting involved? Do you regret getting involved?
Now a little bit, but you know, again, if I didn't have the police training, I probably would not get involved. But since at that moment there was no weight, there was no, you know, because I've just been trained, and right now I'm pursuing a different career. I'm a realtor with a local company, but you know, I cannot be untrained. So it was something like that.
But listen, and we want to say this to our listeners. You know, even police will tell you, you do not ever get involved. And I have seen the photos of your face that you sent, and we are just glad that you are okay, because, man, you took a beating.
Yeah, and so when I was in the hospital, the police, Overland Park PD, showed up and to tell me details. And they say, according to the video, I have been kicked by a man getting out of the car and four times in the face. So that's why I blacked out, basically. And of course, Sunday was Mother's Day, so my mother was didn't really have a good Mother's Day, and my I made my mom super like worried. She had to take care of me. Fortunately, you know, my mother's been taking good care of me, and right now at this point, my left eye is still blurry. So the blood.
Listen,
it's called.
We are just super glad that you are okay, and I want to tell everyone listening. Yeah. Go to our website or go to the KMBZ Facebook page, and there is a very clear photo of this woman that was involved in what happened to you. And I just said the Good Samaritan is one of our longtime listeners. So thank you for calling in. We are just so glad that you're all right.
Thank you very much.
Be well. Be safe, my friend. Telephone number here, 576-7798. I know we touched on it a little bit last hour, but maybe we'll do a segment on it. Before we found out that my mom had called my brother and his wife douches, would you get involved like this man did? And I don't want to say, would you have the guts? Because I don't think that's fair. You don't know what you're getting into.
Right.
Bravery comes in many different forms. And sometimes, you know, jumping into a situation, I'm not saying he was, but sometimes jumping into situations where you don't belong can be stupid and deadly. Now, it wasn't for him, and I'm definitely not saying he was being stupid. But would you be willing to do it, to jump into an altercation that has nothing to do with you? And under what reasons would you do it? Maybe you're seeing a child being beaten or a wife being beaten.
Yeah,
I would not do it over property. I would just be like, well, I'm going to call 911 and let this one slide. 576-7798. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ. Lenny Kravitz, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to the phone. Tammy in Liberty. Good afternoon, Tammy. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it was about 2 weeks ago. My daughter comes, she's 18, and she come running in my bedroom. It's an emergency. There's a fight. And she ran to the window, and I looked out, and there's a man on top of a woman with her arm behind her back, and I yell out, let go of her now, and we go running downstairs. She runs out the front door in between the houses. I run out the back door and said, let her go. And then the lights come on us. It was the police.
Oh.
It was bad.
Did they listen?
Huh? They put the flashlights on us. It's like, whoops, wrong one. So, well, we got our neighbors back.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
That's anyway, good. Had to share it.
I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad they didn't let her go. Whatever it was, she did.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right. Be well. Let's go to Scott in Overland Park. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Hey, I was listening to that guy tell about that story at Home Depot, and I stood right there and watched the whole thing, and he tackled that woman. And was punching her in the head with his fist as hard as he could. He was just beating her. And I'm thinking, oh, my, what in the world? And I went over there. I'm like, hey, hey. And I was getting ready to grab a hold of him and pull him off of her when the Home Depot guy says, oh, hey, wait, she is a shoplifter. You know, just stay back. And then he's saying that we're not allowed to touch him. He shouldn't be doing it. I'm like, yeah, man, he's beating that woman. You know, and
now this is all alleged, by the way. We have no way of proving or disproving.
And then,
anything
then what happened when the other guy drove up?
Pictures of it. I texted you on your text line pictures.
Well, we can't get pictures on the text line though.
Oh, okay. So, well, I stood right there and watched it. So, I mean,
well, so but wait, then what happened when the car drove up? The getaway car drove up.
Well, yeah, right when I was saying, hey, hey, and I was about to grab the guy myself, and then I realized that, wait a minute, and right about that time, this this gold minivan looking thing pulled up, and this big, huge monster guy got out of it and came like he was a soccer player. He came running at full speed and did like a flying kick to that guy's head. And it was unbelievable. I'm like, man, that's the kind of stuff that you see on Netflix at 2 in the morning. It was just unbelievable. It was crazy. But, you know, that guy, in my opinion, didn't deserve to be kicked like that. But I don't think a shoplifter deserves to be pummeled in the head by a, because that guy that did that, the Good Samaritan, he's a lot bigger than her, you know, and he's punching her. Shoplifters don't deserve to be beat up like that, do they?
I don't know. You tell me, would you have gotten involved?
I was about to pull him off that woman because I thought he was beating up, and I didn't know. I figured, you know, you're not supposed to beat up women. Yeah, I was on the verge of grabbing him, and while I'm standing there, hey, wait, before
so,
I had
so,
a chance,
hang on, Scott.
Other guy came.
Scott, hang on, buddy.
Yeah.
So you're alleging that the story that we were told at the top of the hour is not, in your opinion, true. Is that correct?
The detail that was not accurate was he said in your interview that he was holding her head.
Okay, and you're alleging that is not accurate. Is that correct?
No, he was punching her with both fists as hard as he could. And that's why I'm like, man, you can't. I mean, you know what I mean? Is that I'm going to stop him from doing that. And then the Home Depot guy's hollering at me saying, no, stop that. And before
now, wait. Where were you where the Home Depot guy was telling you to stop and stay where you were?
Well, I was standing at the garden center at the cash register. I was checking out.
Okay.
And I saw them run by, and I saw him tackle her at full speed. And now I left my checkout thing and walked out there because I'm like, man, that's not right. I'm not going to stand here while he beats that woman. Uh-huh. And I was going out there to grab him off of her. And that's when, before I could, you know, get my bearing, you know, the guy at Home Depot, if the guy at home from Home Depot hadn't started hollering at me, I probably would have grabbed him and pulled him off of her. But before I could do that is when that big old dude came and, it was frightening is what it was. And you know, and then for a few days, I go to Home Depot every day. And if for a few days afterwards, when I went up there, it's like real creepy that I was almost like, I don't even want to go over there. You know what I mean? But anyway,
not get involved. This just sounds like a mess beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I obviously, Dana, I know you aren't either. I'm not in favor of shoplifting. But there's no store's property that is worth me saying, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing there, partner?
None.
And I'm not getting Pele'd right in the face for anybody's property. I don't care who you are. Nobody's jumping out of their car and putting a Pele kick right on my face. Nope. Mm-mm. Let's get to the news. When we get back, a special birthday wish for a good friend of ours here on Dana and Parks.
Once in your life, you find her. Someone who turns your heart around. And next thing you know, you're closing down the town.
Bring him in right now.
Wake up and it's still with you.
I know you know what this is. Is it a jam or is it not a jam?
Do you really even have to ask that question?
No, it's a jam. It's like an Uber jam.
Yeah, pretty much.
Will Starrett is joining us on the hotline. Happy birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Did you do anything special for it or did you just hunker down?
Just hunkered down. I don't really have anything. In fact, I spent most of today just laying around with a migraine. So this is this has not been a banner birthday, but you know, some are better than others, and I definitely feel loved, which I guess is the most important part anyway.
Well, so. You are loved, yes. My friend. I hope you know that. I hope you know that.
I do. Thank you.
How old are you today?
I am 37 today.
37.
And that felt very weird to say, too, because I hadn't spoken it out loud, and I hadn't really thought about it that much. So, yeah, now I'm 37.
Well, hang on there, partner. Why is that weird?
I don't know. It's just, you know, anytime the odometer rolls over another year and you hadn't really thought about it, well, okay, there's a little bit of an adjustment there. It's like whenever the new year hits and you got to remember, oh, yeah, it's 2020 now instead of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I'm 37 now instead of 36.
Well, I'm about to turn 49, so you can kiss it.
Well, just let me know how 49 works for you, okay?
How's the vest, Will?
You know, the vest has been good. I haven't had to use it too much, but the nice thing is I haven't really had. And I'm knocking on wood as I say this. I've not really had any run-ins with anyone as a result of wearing it.
Wait! Stop! Because yeah. we're literally going into the middle of the story here. We've skipped the lead. Tell everybody.
Right. I was just about to explain. I had an encounter a few weeks back with someone who would not give me proper social distancing in a checkout line. And this person was coughing nonstop, which of course only adds to my fury. So I went online and found a seller on the internet who would put custom text on one of those bright yellow reflective vests that construction workers wear. And so I now am the proud owner of a bright yellow vest that is highly reflective. And on both sides of it, this vest reads, "Stay 6 feet away." And let me tell you, this was the best. This wasn't even that expensive. It was like $7 or $8. And let me tell you, this has been some of the best money that I have ever spent.
And are you wearing this out in public?
Anytime that I have to go into an enclosed space.
Like a yes. store, yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah. Like if I'm just going through the drive-thru, no. But if I'm going into the grocery store, you better believe it goes on.
And what's the reaction been?
Everything from being mistaken as a member of the cart crew at the store, to laughter, to thumbs up, to someone saying, geez, no need to be an a-hole about it. So the response has kind of run the gambit, but in reality, I mean, it's a fun thing that we can laugh about, but we are talking about a serious virus that I am trying everything possible to avoid tracking home because I live with someone who is immunocompromised.
That's right. So, that's exactly right, Will.
And so the stakes are even higher for me than for the average person because of the person that I share a home with.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I mean, it's a funny thing, but the inspiration behind it really is dead serious.
Yeah.
I just love the vest.
Well, here's the best part. My housemate now has one that is hunter orange to go along with my bright yellow one. Mm-hmm. And it, too, says, stay 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that public attendance is required, the vest goes along.
Mm. All right, so we can't play Jam or No Jam over the phone. It didn't work last time we tried it. But allow me to just name some songs, and you tell the good people listening, is that a jam or not a jam? And very quickly, in one sentence, why? Are you ready?
It's like the lightning round, sure.
Yeah. All right, yeah. To Pal's Heart and Soul, go.
Jam, it just has a mellow groove.
Okay. Journey, Separate Ways.
No Jam, Too Hard.
Ooh. Ooh. Steve Perry's O Sherry.
Jam, But Foolish Heart is better.
Ooh. I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight, Cutting Crew.
Jam, But Getting Very Close to Too Hard. It is approaching, as I call it, the journey line.
Oh, my word. I'm going to go deep in the vault here. 1987, Bourgeois Tag, I Don't Mind at All.
Wow, that is digging deep. It has been a long time since I've heard that, but the last time I heard it, if I recall correctly, I felt that it was a jam. I have nothing to back that up other than in my faint memory, I remember being pleased by it.
Okay.
Go with your gut.
That's exactly what it is, too.
What are you binging on these days, man? What are you doing in your spare time?
I don't have any spare time. I've probably been busier through this whole thing than
really
most. Yeah, most of the people have, because I've been helping people with the technical things and things of that sort. And after I get off the air at 10 a.m., that's really just the start of my day. So I haven't had too much downtime. I will say this, and this is the dorkiest thing, but it's me, so anyone who knows me would not be surprised. I have been loading up the DVR with Book TV from C-SPAN 2 on weekends, which is authors discussing everything from COVID-19 to American history to whatever it is that they've written about. And that's
like
become
nerd
the closest
TV
thing
to me.
To
I mean,
for me.
Is that
well,
nerd TV?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I told you up front this was not, you know, this is dorky stuff. Tiger King, it is not.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tiger King?
What do you want me to say?
I'm sitting
here watching Jerry Springer all day.
No, bro. I want you to tell me the truth. If you're not watching Tiger King, there's no problem with that. Did you not watch Tiger King?
I've not seen anything of Tiger King. All I know is that allegedly Carol Baskin killed her husband. And
we don't know that, but yeah.
That's why I said allegedly. And there's some guy named Joe Exotic who's got an amazing mullet.
Well,
I mean, did I summarize it okay? Oh, and
yeah,
and
pretty,
tigers,
pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
And maulings, but yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
Have you been watching the Jordan Show at all, or not?
I've never even heard of the. What is the Jordan Show?
The Last Dance on ESPN. The Jordan Show.
Oh, no, because I can't stand basketball.
Okay. I'm starting to regret calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, I'm
terribly sorry. Would you I don't like basketball. I didn't say anyone who likes it is an idiot.
Fair point.
He also has some
you go have
very well thought out points about why he doesn't like basketball.
Really?
Do share.
Well, it is the only major timed sport that does not go for at least an hour. It is the only sport that I have noticed anywhere where it is considered an acceptable strategy to break the rules in a bid to stop the clock. If you breathe on someone in certain close quarters, it is a foul. The squeaking of the shoes on the hardwood drives me up the wall. And the fact that, you know, there can be, if the game is, say, within even 15 points and there's 2 minutes left, I know for a fact that I can go in the other room, take a shower, shave, get dressed, come back, and we will only be down to a minute and a half to go because of the free throw skills competition that it turns into.
Wow.
He made good points.
See, I wasn't lying.
Wow. You've really thought that one through, my friend.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I I tried. I really tried to like it, but yeah.
Will Sterrett, can I wish
everything,
you everything? Go ahead, continue, please.
I was just going to say everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're on fire today, my friend. Happy birthday! I love you, and I hope your headache goes away, and I hope you actually get to enjoy this birthday. I really do, man.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on. It means more than you know, and much love to you guys. I miss you, and stay safe.
Okay. I just want to remind you, this is four times now we've had you on the afternoon show, and never once have you and Ellen had me on the morning show. I just wanted to leave that out there. And but it's okay. It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. And I'm not keeping
okay,
count.
Okay, good. Well, If you're going to hold your breath, make sure you inhale deeply beforehand.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Sam, love can you send God. Us out with a little bit more Christopher Cross? Because you know every Christopher Cross song is what, Will?
A jam.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Oh, that's
oh, it's so good.
Oh, Will, that's a jam, right?
Of course that's a jam. Please.
All right, buddy. Be well. Happy birthday, man. Be safe.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Love you guys.
All right. Be good. Dana and Parks continues in just a moment here on KMBC.
Well, it's not far down.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better.
Zach Brown is your
Can
artist
I
of the day.
Can I call you then? She said,
so,
you're around, man.
We'll you wrap with a couple of coronavirus-related stories. You got a Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh, Dana said today, he is comfortable playing the full season. That's Big Ten, in empty stadiums. Heck yeah, I'd be comfortable coaching a game without any fans, he said. If the choice were to play in front of no fans or not play at all, I'm playing in front of no fans. By the way, Michigan Stadium can hold upwards of 100,000 people.
Woo.
Wearing a mask, by the way, and I may digress here just a little bit, Dana. I hope I don't.
Oh, please don't. Okay. Is this about the mice? I love this story.
Is it about the what?
The mice, the hamsters.
The hamsters, yeah.
You cut out. That's why he said what?
Yes. They have found that if you wear a mask, you reduce the risk of spreading the disease by 75%. 75%. Are you wearing a mask down there?
Yes.
Like, even when you go golfing or whatever?
No.
Okay. I don't know when the mask became, like, a political thing. Because I remember walking into a store the other day. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't at a store. I was at a gas station. And there was a guy. And I had my mask on, I had my gloves on, I'm pumping gas, and he just kind of looks at me, and I don't know, he's probably 65 years old, 70 years old, and he looks at me like he's sickened by me, and he just kind of shakes his head like, okay. And I didn't engage, I'm not going to engage, I just pumped my gas. I had a kid in the car. And I'm thinking to myself, what have I done wrong?
Right.
What have I done to offend you that I don't want to get you sick, old man? I'm a 48-year-old guy. I'm in relatively good health. I'm putting on a mask and gloves because I don't want to get you sick. I don't care about you getting me sick. Well, I do, but I have to remind everybody this is not a political game. I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on, because I don't fall on either. I don't care if you put on a mask. Well, I do care if you put on a mask. Put on a damn mask. We are all in this together. Dana, I hope you enjoy whatever you have planned for this afternoon. It's good to spend the afternoon with you. Sam, same to you, buddy.
Thank you.
And Dana, if you'll give my best to your parents. I know your mom's going through a tough time.
I will. Thank you, Scott.
God bless. All right, we're out of here, gang. Hey, think about the good thoughts. Think about the good thoughts. Okay? On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And that's how we don't pay for it. I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we'll see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.